The Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association has called off its nationwide industrial action. The strike was in reaction to what it described as a unilateral and deceitful migration of members onto the single science salary structure. A statement issued by the national chairman, Stephen Kwakwe, confirmed the pharmacists' resumption of work after a three-day strike which started on Monday. We bring you a news desk report.
The Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association announced their strike on Monday, following what they described as the migration of pharmacists onto the single spine salary structure without their consent. Unlike the doctor's strike, government reaction to this strike was swift and spontaneous. A six-hour meeting was held between the sector minister, Joseph Yilechire, other key ministers, and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to address the problem on the very day the strike was announced. The meeting ended with a joint statement setting out the agreed issues by all the parties. Notable among them was the immediate reversal of the unilateral migration of pharmacists onto the single spine salary structure for the month of October. The parties also resolved to work together as soon as possible to resolve the outstanding issues so that pharmacists could be migrated onto the single spine salary structure. The National Labour Commission, in a letter dated November 7, 2011, directed GUSPA and the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to go into an immediate compulsory arbitration. The statement said, in view of the joint statement and the agreement to reverse the migration of pharmacists onto the SSSS, the leadership of GUSPA hereby calls off the nationwide strike and urges all government and hospital pharmacists to resume work fully at their various hospitals across the country.
That was a news desk report.